Trump, ISIS terrorists are going to be escaping to Europe, not America. By John Binder on October 9, 2019. President Trump said that should Islamic State, ISIS, terrorists flee to other regions of the world, they will be headed to Europe, not the United States. During a press conference on Wednesday, Trump said that the worst mistake the U.S. ever made was going into the Middle East via the Iraq War, the invasion of Afghanistan, and the overthrow of Muammar al-Qaddafi in Libya. ISIS terrorists, Trump said, would flee from capture to Europe rather than the U.S., saying, "That's where they want to go, as European Union bureaucrats have made mass migration readily available to migrants from across the Middle East and North Africa." Well, ISIS terrorists are going to be escaping to Europe, that's where they want to go, Trump said. They want to go back to their homes. But Europe didn't want them for months. They could have had trials, they could have done whatever they wanted. But as usual, it's not reciprocal, Trump continued. You know my favorite word, reciprocal. I don't want an edge, I just want reciprocal. And it's not reciprocal. It's not a fair deal for the United States, Trump said. For national security purposes, Trump has fought against a Republican and Democrat political establishment and reduced refugee resettlement to the U.S. to its lowest levels since 1980. For fiscal year 2020, Trump will cut former President Obama's refugee inflow by at least 80% by reducing the annual refugee resettlement ceiling to 18,000 admissions. This is merely a numerical limit and not a goal federal officials are supposed to reach. The U.S. has permanently resettled more than 1.7 million foreign nationals and refugees through a variety of humanitarian programs. A foreign population larger than the size of Philadelphia, which has 1.5 million residents. This mass resettlement of refugees costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.